Welcome to the Sportscast, September 1st, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And, of course, visit our website, thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net. And go to our Twitter and hit that go to our Twitter, Instagram, and, you know, subscribe and hit that notification. Anyways, we got a huge week, couple cuts, couple of surprises. I was not surprised. But joining us all the way from Canada, Jeff Jiznak, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here. This is the saddest week in the NFL calendar.
Yeah. Because of the cuts, right?
Because of the cuts. There are a lot of young men, I guess old men too, that their dream of professional football came to an end Monday and Tuesday, right? Yes, there are. You can at me and say, yes, teams are picking up this player and that player. But a good chunk of them, you know, this was their dream since they were little, is to make the NFL. And they just, in some cases, fell short, whether it was talent, whether it was injury, whether it was no fault of their own, whether it was COVID, whether it was whatnot, right? So there's a number of players that, for whatever reason, you know, are no longer on teams and may be off to their next part of their life, whatever that might be.
And the biggest surprise, and I was not too surprised, Cam Newton getting cut by the Patriots. Mac Jones is now the starter. Jeff, what was your first thoughts when you heard the story?
I have a couple of friends. First of all, before I dive into that, today is September 1st. Happy 94th birthday to my father. I just saw him a couple hours ago. It's his 94th birthday today. So shout out to my dad, 94 years young.
Happy birthday.
My mother turned 89 last week. So big week in our household. I asked a friend of mine who's a diehard Patriots fan. He used to live in Boston. He now lives in Israel, but he grew up in Boston and he's a big Boston fan. And I asked him about a month ago. I said, "Who's your day one starter?" And he says, "Cam. No doubt about it." And then of course yesterday happened. Was I surprised? I was not surprised. And I know we'll get to this in a second, and because a lot of people tweeted me saying, you know, what do I think will happen to Cam? I think he's done until he gets vaccinated. I don't think that had anything to do directly with his cutting. And I know there were lots of rumors, and I know Jacksonville came out, Urban Meyer came out and said, no, we didn't cut anybody because of their vaccination status. But I think with what happened to him and leaving the facility and missing a bunch of days, Bill does not tolerate that kind of crap. And so I don't think it was the vaccination per se, but I think it was a number of things. His gameplay last year, I don't think he had a complete command of the offense, whereas I think Mac came in and really put his nose to the grindstone. So I think Mac won the job more than Cam losing the job. But I think there was also some other factors. And Bill doesn't take that kind of crap. And if you're not going to be available to play, then you're gone.
Yeah, let's go back to the vaccine part. Bill Belichick was questioned this morning in his press conference. Hey, did it have to do anything with the vaccines? He said, no, stop it with this type of stuff. I could definitely see Bill Belichick this type of move, I could say, like, under the radar. Because last season he said, hey, if you're not going to play because of COVID, just, you know, drop right now. You know, leave.
And then, again, I don't think it's the lack of vaccine per se, but that caused him to be unavailable.
Correct.
Right? Which
I think pushed him over to say, yes, okay, just correct. Cut him.
That's correct. I think if you're not going to be available to the team, then you are of no use to Bill or any other team for that matter. I know I think it's Atlanta that's 100% vaccinated. And I think there's a few other teams that are probably within the 90s, right? Again, at me if I'm wrong, but whatever. So yeah, no, I think the availability, I don't think he completely understood the whole playbook. Yes, he played well enough last year, but again, they didn't have a winning record. Yes, I think they did some stuff based on his legs. And I think at the end of the day, when they looked at the money, it was not that much. It wasn't a big hit. And I think Mac Jones came in and improved. You know, he came from Alabama. He comes from that Nick Saban world, right? So I think he came in and I think he did everything that he needed to do to learn and win the job over. And then at the end of the day, you know what, Cam, you know, if Cam's going to be unavailable.
Hey, and like you were saying, Mac Jones had a great preseason, you know. In this case, preseason did matter for Mac Jones and Bill Belichick. And, you know, shown that he can be a starter on week one. And keep in mind, Mac Jones is the only quarterback on this Pats team.
Yep. I didn't look at the I was busy with some personal stuff, so I haven't actually looked at the waiver wire. I haven't looked at now I did notice that because I tweeted this out to you yesterday that as of yesterday, Detroit had no kicker on their
Correct.
Team, but I did notice that they did pick up a kicker.
I mean, there's probably – I mean, there's always kickers around.
I said, hey, do you want to go kick for Detroit? Because right now they got nobody. Now, again, I said, you know, the season's got 10 days away. So, yes, you can go and you can grab – you know, you can grab a kicker. There's lots of good kickers sitting at home. So you can grab somebody. You know, there's not much to the playbook. You just got to make sure you got the operation down and it's good. And yes, and Pat McAfee, you can tell me that there's a lot more to kicking than I think there is. Sure, Pat, go ahead. I understand. Pat wants to at me and at me out for this. That's fine. I understand that. But yeah, so I didn't look at the waiver wire today to see if they actually picked up they got to get somebody in practice. You know, they're going to give the kid a day off here and there. And so I'm sure they picked up, you know, they picked up. There's some good quarterbacks. I was glad to see Josh Rosen stay with Atlanta. I watched the game a Sunday night, and you know what? He played well. Yes, okay, he dropped the ball, but again, that was more, I think, on the center when they had that early fumble. Again, you know, you're playing with the third string, fourth string, fifth string center who probably got zero reps snapping the ball. So, I, you know, he got him down. He got him scored to a touchdown. I've always liked Josh Rosen. He's gotten the short end of every stick that he's been on every team that he goes to. So when I saw that he made the team, I thought that was great. I know we're going to talk to Sean. I know you did a big show on Sunday about Deshaun.
Oh, we went an hour and a half on that, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I was watching, but not watching. I had it up on another screen, but I was streaming at the same
Which
time.
Which I had a feeling that it was going to be a fluke. Like, yes, the option of getting Deshaun is sexy.
I didn't see him leaving. As much as Victor as a Miami guy wanted him, I didn't see him. I did not see Deshaun leaving.
Byron Jones says, Bill denied, deflected Cam vaccination issue. Denied, deflected Cam vaccination issue.
I'm not a Bill Belichick fan. I just love his press conferences. I just love his press conferences. They're short, to the point. You ask a question, boom, there's your answer.
But and this was it. Like there's a, no. I mean, this was for sure was a Bill Belichick move. It had to be.
Oh yeah, 100%. If you're not going to be available to Bill to do what Bill wants, you're gone. Right? It's what Bill wants.
Now,
I can't see the GM. I can't see the owner stepping in. It's not necessarily a vaccine or lack of vaccines. It's a being available. You're not in the building. You're not in the meetings. You're not in the practices. You know, okay, if you've got a bit of a shoulder thing, you got a bit of a groin thing, a bit of a pectoral thing, and you're sitting out for at least you're standing on the sidelines. Right. You know, as much as Victor likes to make fun of Dak's shoulder, which is 110%, you know, he was still there. He was still doing the leg stuff. He was still in the meetings. He was still in the walkthrough. If Cam was not there, if you're not available, you're going to be gone.
Yeah. Jacksonville Jaguars were pretty much cut and dry. There was a story last night that came out on ESPN that Urban Meyer did cut players that were not vaccine. What are your thoughts over that?
It is true, and they came out with that official statement. Did you see the official statement?
I did not.
Yes, they posted out an official statement that I'm paraphrasing, and if you have it handy, you can pull it up. But they posted a statement saying something like, "We didn't cut anybody because of their vaccine status." Basically, again, it comes down to what is the best for the team. And if you're not, again, if that is going to be a distraction, if there is a hint that you, again, I don't know, I will openly admit, I have not followed every single rule that unvaccinated players have to do or what they can and cannot do. But if you are unvaccinated, and someone correct me, someone in the chat, correct me if I'm wrong. But if you're unvaccinated, you can't sit with the regular players and have the meals in the team meeting, you know, team meals. And if there's some segregation issues because of in team meetings, you're not helping the team. And if you're not helping the team, you're hurting the team. Right. So I think at the end of the day, I don't think, oh, you're unvaccinated, you're gone. But I think it may have been an availability, like I keep saying, this availability issue for meetings, walkthroughs, whatever.
Also, the players that are not vaccinated, they get tested, I think, every day. But if you were vaccinated, I think it's every week.
Yeah.
So and keep in mind, if let's say a good portion of your team gets infected, there's a chance that your team have to forfeit the game.
Exactly. And that will count in playoff seeding. Was it the Jets? Where's my Jets loving son? The guy that was fined, what, 14 grand for not being for breaking, not being vaccinated and not wearing a mask or something. And then he went, all right, fine, whatever. I'll go get vaccinated. Sure. Right. So.
Yeah. No.
Was it the Jets?
I got to double
in the chat,
check.
Correct me. I forget. I think it was I can't remember who it was.
We got to do some research on that. Now, you mentioned Deshaun Watson. I thought the pick was kind of – the news story was kind of sexy. I thought it was a huge possibility. But like you were saying, you didn't see it coming. I think when Brian Flores had his press conference yesterday, he said that I like highly moral players or something along those lines. So he was kind of referring to Deshaun Watson not being all there. Being ethically, but it would have been entertaining. But the thing is, what if he gets, you know, what if he, in the middle of the season, he has to do some personal stuff, you know?
Yeah. What are you going to give it? What are you going to give up, and what is it going to gain you? I did not see it. Again, there's too much. It's that risk reward thing. And I think there was just too much risk for a very little reward at the moment. Now, if all this lawsuit stuff, and I'm not up to speed on all of the legal issues.
22.
Okay, sure. Again, if these all, I don't know how many of these are. I don't know much about it, so I can't comment on legitimacy. I can't comment. I remember there was something that said the judge wanted names. They didn't want to produce names, but then the judge said you got to tell us real names or something.
Yeah.
Again, I haven't. There was something that was about a month or two ago. I don't remember.
It happened recently, probably a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. So I'm like, eh. All right, whatever.
What if
I don't think it gains them anything. What are they going to do? Bench Tua?
That's the thing.
You still don't know what you have in Tua, right? You're putting all. You know, is Tua your guy? If Tua's not your guy, then maybe next year you go out and get something. So I just didn't. I saw no other than a nice, sexy news story. And, you know, as content creators and as media people and I'm not even sure where I fit in that now. I've been doing your show. This is my third time. I don't know if I've now moved into media as opposed to content. I don't know.
Contribution.
We're always looking for hits. We're always looking for eyeballs. So how much of this was a story? There were some people, you know, was it a story that somebody put out because that's what they were hoping? And now they're getting clicks. And here we are talking about it. And everybody, you know, Rich Eisen might have been talking about it today and Pat and – So, you know, I think some of it might have been just some talk or wishful thinking, or I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I heard the story about a couple of days ago. Victor brought it up. Victor's argument kind of made sense to me. You know, Deshaun, according to stats, he's the fifth best quarterback in the NFL, according to an ESPN rating calculator. So that brought my attention a bit. But like you were saying, Tua just got here. We don't know. Yeah. What a full season he can do as a starter. I've heard good things. He's been working out really hard during this offseason. He has a great arm. His preseason was great. So
that too. Yeah.
It's a tough decision. And he said, Victor said, Deshaun is only 25. So that kind of put that value up as well.
You know what? They're good points, but I think there's still a high risk. And are you going to give up draft picks? Are you going to give up draft picks? Is gold? That's So let's just go back to Mac Jones for a second. So, you know, there were lots of good quarterbacks coming out. Patriots obviously needed a quarterback, but they do what the Patriots do. They just sat there and waited. And waited to see what fell. They let San Francisco, they let the Jets, they let obviously Jacksonville went with, we knew 3 years ago Jacksonville was going with Trevor Lawrence. That was, you know, whatever. We knew that when he was in high school, he was going to be the number one pick. But the Patriots, that's not, you know, I never saw the Patriots moving up in my pre-draft, in my mock drafts. I had them, I have to go back. I forget who I had them picking. I think I actually had them picking Trey because I think I had Mac Jones going to San Francisco, but I didn't have them. I don't think I had them moving up. I had him dropping, which a lot of people said, Trey Lance is going to drop to the Patriots. And turns out it was the other way around, but whatever. It was a coin flip for that number three. Who was the, what are they going to pick, right? It was a coin flip. And you know, Bill will drop down and pick up draft picks, right? You look at every draft Bill's done. He does something or day of, he moves down and picks up more draft picks later on, right? Draft picks are gold to them. So, for the Miami Dolphins to give up, and I don't know what they were thinking of giving up, a six, a seven, a couple of seven, I don't know, whatever they were, you know, that's gold. That's, that's another, that's some other player that may help you in a year or two down the road. And if all these legal issues of Deshaun's don't get resolved.
Yeah. And like you were saying, like with these draft picks, you got to play the long game. You know, you got to look down the road. Bill Belichick is not in a hurry to win a Super Bowl, but he's rebuilding slowly. And this is something that I was thinking, like, hey, the Dolphins can win, you know, can take the AFC East. They just got Buffalo right ahead of them. But take advantage of this moment right now. While Bill Belichick is rebuilding the team, I don't expect the Patriots to win the AFC East or to, you know, dominate, but next season is a better chance.
The AFC this year and last year is a different AFC than it was the last 20 years, right? You know, they won the 20. Yeah. But the AFC was not the powerhouse. Yes. Okay. Sure. The Jets went to two AFC championship games with Mark Sanchez back a bunch of years ago, sure. But generally speaking, you know, it was the Patriots and then everybody else, right? It's not that way anymore. Now it's the Bills and everybody else. I don't think Miami or the Jets this year or next year have enough to take over the Bills. The couple of minutes that Josh Allen played on the weekend, they're in midseason form. Barring an injury or barring some bad play that causes a pass interference on the defense and then the kicker kicks a game-winning field goal, something out of their control. I can see them right up there in the AFC Championship game against Kansas City.
Yeah.
At me if you want. On the screen, it's actually wrong, but that's besides the point. He's got my Skype name in there now. Twitter name.
Oh, my bad. That's with spaces. Okay, yeah, I see it. Yeah, I see it.
I don't know if you can. It's on my shirt, thankfully. So
I can correct that pretty easy.
Hopefully,
here.
Most people will look at my shirt and not what you have on.
You can't. I mean, how many Jeff Chisnacks have you met in your life?
There's actually none, but they're the city I live in. There used to be a lady, Beth, who worked for the city, and I did a lot of community volunteering. They're like, "Oh, do you know Beth that works at the city?" Which, of course, I didn't. And if you look up my name on YouTube, there's actually I think two or three other people with the same name as me with YouTube channels. So it's quite interesting there. That's funny.
Hey, but, chances are pretty slim.
But yeah. So, anyways, Deshaun. I don't see anyone dethroning. Again, all things being equal, I don't see anyone dethroning the Bills. Now, maybe I'm spoiled because I live on the other side of the Buffalo border. So all my U.S. news is Buffalo stations.
Oh,
so
cool.
Maybe I'm a bit jaded because I see if I happen to put on, you know, your ABC or your NBC, it's all the Buffalo stations, right? That's where I am in relation to.
How far are you from Buffalo?
I am about an hour to the U.S. border.
That's not bad.
And then it's probably another 45 minutes to the stadium.
Okay. Not bad.
Because I've done that again, and I break it up because it could take you 3 hours to cross the border. And this is all pre-COVID. I have no idea now. I'm not even sure. I'm not even sure I'm allowed in your country.
Will you try soon? I'm kidding.
I have not. I have not.
By the way, how strong was that rumor that the Bills were going to go to Toronto?
No, they're going to go to Austin.
Well, yeah, but like a few years back, there was some rumors that Toronto could have been a host city. Or be a city.
The NFL has invested too much into the Canadian League and is using the Canadian League as a farm system.
Oh, really?
As much as I would love a Toronto team, and I always said that we would be considered for a team after LA got teams. Now LA's got teams, but I think Roger wants to go to the England. I think if there is going to be a move or an expansion, it's going to be in London. It's not going to be in Canada because of the Canadian League and any agreements that the NFL has with the CFL for moving players. And you see a lot of players do get a second chance to come up here and play and then come back down and do well in the league.
It makes sense. Okay, your Cowboys lost against the Jaguars this past weekend for preseason, 34-14. What were your thoughts and what you got out of it, what you learned from this Cowboys team this past game?
So Victor must have been very upset, not at the Cowboys. I'm switching gears for a second to the 49er game? Because he's all about preseason wins, and they decided on fourth down to go for it, and they missed it, as opposed to kicking the field goal and taking the points. That must have just triggered him. And the game that got canceled, I believe I tweeted you guys, the game that got canceled, again, because he's all about preseason wins, Arizona and the Saints, because of the storm, couldn't. So if he's all about preseason wins, he must have been very upset. Again, I don't care. I wanted to see the young kids. I wanted to see, okay, who is going to be our backup quarterback? That is, you know, and they ultimately decided to keep Cooper Rush. They brought Ben DiNucci back. They signed Will Greer. I wanted to see how that was going to play out. I wanted to see how what they were going to do as maybe the third or fourth running back. I wanted to see, because we've got a couple of injuries on our line, I wanted to see if there was anyone there that could step in and see how that was going to go. Trevor Lawrence was playing against our threes, and they scored, and he scored, you know, those two. So the Jacksonville ones were playing our threes. Oh, and they scored. Wow, shocking. Who cares?
Okay.
Again, and I don't remember what team it was. But some team did some. I don't think it was the Saints because I didn't play. There was it Kansas City. Maybe it was Kansas City. They put in some play that had four tight ends.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is. Are they ever going to use that play again? No. But what they did is they put it on film. So now whoever plays them is now going to waste time looking at that. Going, what, they had four tight ends, what did they do? And they're gonna script something so that if that ever happens, that's what preseason is for. Preseason is to try things. It's also to get some of these young kids, get stuff on film, so that way, again, there were some teams that let some really good. Kansas City released their quarterback. I didn't check the wire for wire, the Shane Betchler, whatever his name is. Yeah. I apologize for messing up his name.
That but sounds familiar. Really, yeah, well, I think I saw that today.
And he could end up, I don't know if they brought him back. I don't know if someone else claimed him. But again, these kids are putting stuff. It was a point I didn't make with Victor the other night when Aaron and I were on. You know, they wanted to get stuff on film because this is their audition tape. They can go, okay, look, this is what I did here. And someone else, they may have gotten released because the team had seven defensive ends or defensive linemen. And then this guy was odd man out. But someone else could use a defensive lineman. Maybe, on Baltimore, J.K. Dobbins went hurt. Now they need another running back, right? There is a bunch of running backs that got released. There were free agents, right? So one of these guys maybe can fill that void, right? Again, J.K. Dobbins got hurt. Another reason why you don't want to, you know, everyone kept saying, oh, Dak's not playing. Oh, Dak's injured. Dak's not. No, Aaron Rodgers didn't play. Why do you want to keep Zeke didn't play? It's not because they're hurt, because you want to keep these guys healthy. Look at J.K. Dobbins. I had him as a top fantasy pick that I was going to pick in a couple of my drafts. Actually, I think I did pick him in one of my drafts. I have to go now get rid of him, pick up somebody else. But again, that's what happens, right? So you want to put stuff on tape. And okay, and so Baltimore won, I think Aaron pointed this out, 20 straight preseason wins. How many Super Bowls? How many playoff wins did that get? What did he do? Like, who cares? It's not about wins and losses. What wins and losses? Why did the NFL get rid of overtime? Right? Yeah. So you call things, you do stuff, you put stuff on film, and I play a lot of a video game, an older video game with my son, and we've got like 99 overall teams, and we do this franchise thing with my other son, and we sim a lot of games and whatever. And he'll look at the stats, and he'll be like, oh, so you ran with Andy Dalton, huh? And oh, you had Zeke catching passes, and because I move stuff around, I do stuff. He goes, yeah, I know. You're just putting it on film. So he jokes with me that in Madden I do weird stuff. Yeah, you're putting it on film. I know. So. Again, I'm all about putting stuff on film that the other team now has to spend time defending that you may never see again, or they might pull out, right? Nobody knew that in the Super Bowl that they were gonna pass it to Nick Foles, right? Nobody saw that. That wasn't a play. They hadn't done, you know, they'd never called it. They'd never done it. But it was something they had tucked away on page 108 of their playbook, and they decided to pull it out in the Super Bowl.
And Byron Jones agrees with you. It's evaluation of young players. Who cares about winning record in preseason? I agree with Byron. It's all about evaluation.
20 straight wins. What has that got them?
Nothing. Third down conversions.
You know, Aaron was tweeting that. I'm like, what are you talking? 20 what? I didn't even know what Aaron was talking about when he first tweeted that out. And then he's like, no. They got 20 straight wins. Oh. You know, they or whatever. I don't, whatever it was. Who cares?
And you can listen to
preseason. It's about evaluating what you've got, seeing who's available, putting the 53 best men on the field to help you play in February. That's what it's all about.
Yes. And you can listen to that episode of last week at the Jersey Boys Sports Talk podcast. You can listen to it on Apple iTunes. It's a really good episode. Oh, go to thesportscast.net. One of the classic episodes of the Sportscast, I will have to say. So
now, one of the things that shocked me, if we're talking about shockings from yesterday, Green Bay, David Bakhtiari, going on the PUP list, not going to be available for the first 6 weeks.
Also Michael Thomas.
Yep, Michael Thomas. Well, we already kind of knew about that. We actually kind of thought Bakhtiari might be back. He may not be back, but not on PUP. But yeah, he on PUP, Michael Thomas on PUP. Although I'm still going to draft Michael Thomas, I'm just going to stash him on my bench for when he comes back.
True, that's smart because he's one of the best wide receivers in the league right now. So
yeah, you can't catch him apparently. shout out to his Twitter handle. I think the Bakhtiari. I think Aaron was kind of hoping he would be back. I think that could. It's something that they're going to have to now. How are they going to work around that? Who are they going to have at guard? Who are they going to have at tackle? How are they going to protect Aaron without him in there? Because I think PFF had him as the second best offensive guard or offensive lineman in the entire league last year.
Great website, by the way.
Sorry?
Great website, by the way.
I, if it's not them, it was somebody. Maybe I don't remember where I heard it. But
most likely. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Anything else before we close out?
Again, so we're talking about all these guys that got cut, but there were some other, you know, notables, guys that were injured that are going on the PUP that could affect that. There's a lot of different players that are moving around, but that was the other one that jumped out at me is, huh, look at that. That could be a thing. That could hurt them early on.
That could be significant. And people like you are good when it comes to these, you know, these player stats, looking at what's going to happen during the season and picking your fantasy teams. Very important.
Yeah.
Hopefully
Yeah.
I win.
Okay. Well, no, I know we can't pick guards in our fantasy team, but wide receiver Michael Thomas. You know, whoever else made, you know, whoever else was on the pup list. I just got to pull up. I had the listing set up here. Where? What other transactions that we want to pay attention to?
The Falcons dropping
Pat McKinley going back.
Ravens trade guard Ben Bredesen to Giants, but that probably doesn't mean much. Falcons released Deontay Foreman, so he's available.
Yeah, there's a bunch of good running backs that are sitting there.
And he can go to like
Le'Veon's still sitting around, right?
True. So
Le'Veon is still sitting around, so that's you know, that could be a thing. What about Trey and his hurt finger? So
that too.
That could be a thing.
That could be a thing. That could be significant throughout,
Now, I think the San Francisco 49ers are going to use Trey kind of like the Saints used Taysom Hill last year, where they're going to have a few plays where they bring him in to do a little something. What that is, I don't know, but I can see them having a package of plays. They bring him in, maybe run. Maybe a run pass option, maybe just straight pass. So I think Jimmy will be the starter, but I could see them having a package of plays for him just to get him used to the speed of the game. Yes, I know he's a good kid. I know he's a smart kid. I know he said something like the speed, he thought it would be faster and it was kind of slower to him, whatever. He's still playing against the twos and the threes. Wait until I don't know, somebody comes running at him full, some 300-pound lineman come running at him full speed, and he already got his head taken off once. Oh no, sorry, that was the Chicago guy. Excuse me, that was the kid in Chicago, Justin Fields.
But, yeah.
Yeah. So I think so. He's got a hurt little digit. Is that gonna linger? I know they said 7 days, but could that be a thing? What do you think?
You know, it could be a thing down the road. That's something that we got to keep an eye on. Small little hints like that. But, Jeff, we got to go. I got to go at least.
You got to go.
Anything else before we close out?
Anything else? I don't think so. I think we covered most of the stuff that I wanted to cover. I am sad that there is no football this Sunday. Rich Eisen lied to me when he a few weeks ago, he said, this is the last Sunday without football. Actually, there is no football this weekend. So
there
I
is college football. Do you watch college football?
There is. I do watch. Of course. Of course you watch college football. How do you prepare for the draft?
That's true. You got to watch something with college.
How do you? So I'm going to be interested with Ohio State and this kid whose name I don't remember, and I apologize. I know he's going to be he's going to be the new Trevor Lawrence, but the kid who gave up his last year of high school to sign with Ohio State just so he could sign and get some of the new sponsorship deals that college kids can get in the NCAA new rule there. Somebody at me the young kid's name.
CJ Stroud.
There you go.
CJ Stroud, there yes. He's definitely on the eyeball, definitely looking at it. And, of course, Ohio State is definitely one of the favorites to win it this year. And then this weekend, Alabama versus Miami. So looking forward to a big weekend in college sports and this whole debacle with the money thing. We could have another podcast on that, but we'll definitely see how the players perform. You know, I would like to see that if they, go full force. But anyways, we got to get going.
Anyways,
Jeff.
Yeah, so that in terms of college football, that's one of the things I'm keeping an eye out. There was a great picture, I think, that was tweeted out yesterday of the Alabama where it had Mac Jones, it had
Jalen Hurts,
Justin Fields,
and
it
Tua.
Or Jalen Hurts, and we didn't even talk Jalen Hurts and Minshew Mania. I was always part of Minshew Mania, but now we went to the Eagles, which is in my division. So now I
Do you think there'll be some quarterback competition up in Philly, or you think it's going to be Hurts all the way?
It's going to be, as I said before, Hurts is not their guy. The coach didn't draft him, so he's not tied to him.
Right.
Like Urban is tied to Trevor. Robert Saleh is tied to Thingy. The Patriots are, you know how they're tied together, right? You know, Byron even said, you know, they're coupled together. So the new coach in Philly, he's not tied to him. Yes, he's the guy, but if he starts to struggle, then I could see one of these other guys coming in and taking that spot. But I said to my son, I went into his room and I said, I'm no longer on Minshew Mania. He goes, oh, did he get signed by the Eagles? I went, yep. My son knew as soon as I said I was off that, he goes, had to be the Eagles. Cause no other team would have signed him in my division. I wouldn't have cared otherwise. So yeah, we didn't even talk about that. So that's interesting. He's, you know, they've already named him the starter in Philly.
Yeah.
So good luck with that. And you know, let's get together after the first weekend. And
yeah,
see,
let's recap. Let's definitely have a recap.
See where the chips are starting to fall.
Yeah, to see which team was a highlight. We'll see which teams are not doing well, and which little
Thursday night football. The Cowboys are going into the home of the champions.
Unbelievable. We'll see how
that
many. How many of those? What's it called? The when they fire off cannonballs. See how many of those are getting fired that night.
Yeah, off the big ship. I used to like it when it used to call it the big sombrero, but now they've got the big ship out there. So in Tampa.
Oh man.
And you know what? I hope everything in New Orleans gets sorted out. I'm not sure what's going to happen to New Orleans over the course of the next month.
Yeah, they're playing in Jacksonville for the first
prayers,
game.
Thoughts and prayers to everybody in New Orleans who's been in Louisiana and been affected by the Hurricane Ida. So interesting to see because they're doing some practicing now in Texas. They're going to play their games, at least their first game in Jacksonville, is what I heard. Where they're going to, and again, that's only because the Cowboys Stadium is having a concert and contractually and logistically they couldn't make it happen. So it's going to be interesting to see if they're bouncing around between playing home games, different places, and then practicing. There's some wear and tear, and players are going to get tired.
Right? We're not playing home. Hopefully not too drastic for the Saints. But anyways, we got to close this out. Jeff, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about Cowboy football? I did. I'm really quick.
Yeah, there you go. So feel free at Jeff Janak on the Twitter and Instagram. Feel free to at me anytime. Find out. And if you disagree with me, then tell me why you think you're wrong. And I'd be happy to listen to why you think you're wrong about whatever we talked about today.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll be back. Let's do this again. You know, I love talking about this and we're going to have to do a fantasy show.
We are. And I will invite you when our guest David Heilman, he's huge in fantasy, so we'll have him on, we'll have you on, and we'll discuss who the top quarterbacks, type running backs. My draft is this weekend, so I'm looking forward.
I've got a few drafts this weekend.
Wow.
We got to do
it before this weekend.
Well, you got till Wednesday, basically.
Yeah, I do. I got to get Dave on really quick, and hopefully Friday or maybe this weekend, we could definitely do a show.
Basically.
All right.
I've got a bunch planned. It's a long weekend, so I planned a bunch to be this weekend just because it's a long weekend, right? Not much else going on. Other than just doing some video game streaming, and I may go to the beach on Saturday if it's nice.
Wow, beach fantasy and streaming. Not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've got and for those of you that are into retro video games on Sunday, if you follow me on the Twitter, you'll see a link on Sunday. I do a 2-hour retro podcast with some buddies where we just sit and talk retro video games. So, you know, what does retro mean to you? You know, is our first big question to all our guests. So if I said, it doesn't have to be video games. What is retro to you? You know, whether it comes to movies or sports or whatnot, right? And a lot of it depends on the age of the guest. So my question quickly, I know we got to go, but what does retro mean to you?
Anything like 15 or 20 years ago is retro. Okay. Maybe 10 might make the cut.
Okay. So 50, we'll just
2010
we'll 50.
Is old retro? I don't know. More like 2000, I would say. 2000 and
that's 21 years, just so you know.
Yeah, I know. So more like 19. Yeah, 21 years ago or, you know, 2001 could fit in. Yeah, why not?
So remember, between 1939 and 1980, is the same distance between 1980 and today.
Oh my gosh.
Think about that.
That's pretty scary.
That's how we're going to end it. People in the crowd, I want you to think about
think
that.
Think about it. Go to his Twitter. Follow us on thesportscast.net and also on our Twitter and Instagram, thesportscast1. Follow the news. And remember, football is starting soon.
Every morning, there's an email sitting from these guys. And that's the second. That is the second. There's two e-newsletters that pop into my inbox before I wake up. Yours is one. And a friend of mine does a different newsletter on something totally unrelated to sports and video gaming. And those are the two I look at in the morning.
So sign up to our newsletter. Go to thesportscast.net/newsletter and you get the stats. Yep. Jeff, always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night. Thanks, everyone.